Hi, I'd really like to welcome you to the very first episode of Transparency in Teaching. I'm Anne, your host, and today my fellow partners Jennifer and Sharon sit with me to discuss some reasons why, according to some statistics, 200,000 teachers leave the profession every year. We talk about why we became teachers and six big reasons why many teachers quit. We offer our in the trenches opinions and experience on how we've dealt with these issues in our own classrooms. And then we offer our opinions on what new teachers should consider before committing to a new job. A little warning, we do use some adult vocabulary, so you may not want to be listening to this with your little ones around. Well, sit back, enjoy, grab something to drink. We always do. And enjoy the episode. Hi, welcome to our first episode of Transparency in Teaching. And today we're going to start off with a hard-hitting, like, why teachers quit. Because in my opinion, that's a big problem today. And I'm sitting here with Jen.
Hey.
And Sharon.
Yo.
And we're gonna talk about all the reasons that we've come up with and researched about the problem that we're having now with keeping educators in there, and there's a teacher shortage and why that's happening.
It's coming up big time.
So I thought we'd start with, like, what even makes a person become a teacher if you know all these issues are happening? So Jen, what was it for you?
Well, honestly, my first choice was not to become a teacher. I was an architect major, and I think I told you this story before. I had a horrible teacher that completely basically told me I would never make it because I was a woman and that I was not going to make any money and that I should find another career path. And so then from there, I was an interior design major and I loved it, but that's a very hard field to be successful at. So I was like, what can I do where I can travel? Because that's really my passion, is to travel, right? So I decided, well, I'm going to go into teaching.
Wow.
But seriously, because...
Because you got all that time off. Because,
yeah, well...
Little did you know.
Little did I know. Yeah, that wasn't going to work out with having time off. But yeah, that's why I went into teaching at first, because I wanted that summer off. Thank God I ended up, you know, falling in love with being a teacher. But at first, that wasn't on my list of shit to do. Not at all.
You know what? I hate that, because part of it is like when you hear people say, oh, well, you can't do anything else. Why don't you be a teacher?
Just become a teacher. Yeah. Okay. You can't do anything then teach.
Right.
Yeah, I've heard that too. Stupid.
What about you, Sharon?
No way. I did not want to be a teacher at all. I didn't think they got any respect.
Well, you're like, right.
You were right there.
Oh my gosh. I remember in junior high, and we had this teacher go out on leave, and we had this substitute, and everybody was so mean to her every single day, just constantly, just so mean to her. And I felt so bad for her. And well, then I went to private education because my parents pulled me out of public school and put me in private school. And then it was like, oh, well, this is, you know, that's not bad. It's kind of cool. But when I was in college, I was pre-vet. And so I wanted to be a vet. And
A veterinarian.
A veterinarian, yeah.
Not like a World War, not like a no, military.
No. So, but this is a totally, like, a little side thing that we probably should talk about at some point, too, is that I was never comfortable sharing my dreams with anybody. Like, I never did. So I never expressed that interest to anybody, you know, so I never told anybody what I really wanted to do. And so I just became a pre-vet major, and I did fine, did well. Got on the waiting list for vet school 2 years in a row. And I was like, well, this kind of sucks. Like, am I going to wait another year and go? And so I went to three different professors, and I'm like, okay, so what are my options? What do you think? And every single one of them, no, you should be a teacher. No, you should be a teacher. No, you should be a teacher. Oh, because we always had study groups. Like, we see how you work with the other people. You should be a teacher. You're really good at it, and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, really? Seriously? God. And then I was working at Stater Brothers grocery store. I worked there all through college, and I had this regular customer. And and he was a teacher, and he's like, oh, you know, you talk to me all the time, so you're graduating, you should be a teacher. I'm like, why? What? That's like, no. No, you really should. Just come to my classroom and see. Come watch. And I was like, all right, fine, whatever. So I went to his classroom, and I was like, yeah, all right, you know. I mean, he was really an amazing guy. So
he was not a first-year teacher.
No, he was not a first-year teacher.
That's the big difference.
He was not a first-year teacher. He had been at that school for probably over 20 years. So then I took CBEST and was like, okay, I'll sub. And, I subbed and I loved it. I was like,
you loved subbing. Wow.
I did.
I hated subbing.
I loved subbing. It was so awesome. You'd be like, do I want to work today? Ooh, look at the mountains. No, I don't want to work today. There's fresh snow up there. I'm going skiing. Sorry.
So what changed you from being a sub to a full-time teacher then?
Because I thought, you know, it was fine. I liked it.
So, you thought it was going to be like subbing.
Was your first job at the school you're teaching at now?
Yes.
It was. Okay.
Yeah.
And you're still there.
Still there.
You're like me.
But I mean, the other junior high in our district, I did my student teaching there, and I did a long-term sub position there for half the school year. So, like, when I started my first year teaching...
Wasn't really like your first year.
I mean, it was my first year teaching, but I had really good master teachers.
That makes a difference.
Both of my teaching, whatever you call those people, master teachers. Yeah, at both of my schools. At the junior high that I did it at and at the high school I did it at, both of them were really... They were really good teachers. And... they just kept encouraging me to do it. I guess, I don't know. Like, what do you see in other people that you don't see in yourself? Stuff, I guess.
I guess. Some people see it. Now, me.
Yeah.
I always wanted to be a teacher. Mm-hmm. When I was little, I used to play school with my sister. And I have to tell you, she's a doctor now, so I like to take kind of credit for that.
As you should. Absolutely.
It was all my fine teaching when I was an elementary school's teacher. And then I went to college and was a liberal arts study major person and got my credential. And then I started subbing, and I hated it. It's like the opposite, the opposite of you. Total opposite. I hated subbing. I hated it so much that I'm like, I don't want to teach. I hate it so bad. After all that time being a kid and that. So then... I was working at a health club, and then I ended up getting married, and my husband at the time wanted to buy a house, and there was no way I was going to be able to buy a house
with the salary
that I was making.
With your Jane Fonda tights.
Yeah, with my Jane Fonda tights. Actually, that's kind of what got me my job, but another story. And so then I...
I got one of those too. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so then I ended up... I had subbed a lot at the school we're teaching at now. That was like the only school I really liked subbing at. And a job became available there. And I went for an interview and I got the job. And 33 years later, that's the first school I taught at. And it's the only school I taught at. And I'm still there. And... I think I cried every day of my first year of teaching.
Really?
I did. Wow. I cried every day. It did, because I was so stressed out. I was the first one at school. I got to school at 6:30 in the morning, and I was the last one to leave every day. And I remember my husband used to say, honey, you'll be all right. Go. We need the money. I think it took me a good maybe two years or so until I really felt
comfortable.
Yeah. And I think it dawned on me one day when the kids were acting up. I think that was really the hardest part for me, because I took it personally.
Yeah. Oh,
and it took me a while to realize it wasn't me.
Yep.
It's them. It's their problem. It's not my problem. And I wasn't making them be misbehaving.
Right.
That's what took me a while.
That's the hardest thing.
Yeah.
I think it's still the hardest thing.
And we'll be right back after this. So, I mean, both of you got into this profession not really wanting to do it, how come you didn't quit?
Thought about it.
Oh, I'd be a liar if I say I haven't thought about
it. No kidding.
More recently than before, you know what I mean? I don't think teaching, at least in my experience, has gotten totally shitty up until more recently, you know. But I started out, the school I started out with, the reason why I left that school is because it was like everyone was out for themselves. Nobody collaborated. Nobody wanted to help you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it was super clicky. Like, you had this click and this click and this click. I didn't even go in the teacher's lounge. I'm like, oh, not going in there with all the bearded bitches. But the ladies in the office were so rude. It was like everybody hated their job. You know what I mean? Especially the ladies in the office. So I never felt comfortable. And it was elementary school. I started off teaching bilingual third grade. That was my first job.
And of course, you're bilingual.
Totally.
Bilingual in regular English and sailor English.
Yeah, wait till I have a couple drinks. I speak a whole nother language. But thank God the lady next to me, she ended up being my master teacher also. And she was like, she didn't have any friends at that school either. You know what I mean? Nobody collaborated with her. She was like this older lady. She kind of took me under her wing, and she was awesome. She was such a nice lady.
Let me interrupt here for a second. So you had your first job before you.
So check this out. Teaching? Check this out. I got so lucky. Check this out, right? So I ended up, I used to sub for this lady that got pregnant. And she, once she went on maternity leave, I did a long-term sub for her. Once she went on maternity leave, she decided she was done. She did not want to come back.
What year was that?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I'd have to do some math right now. That's why I'm not a math teacher. Okay. But so I took her long-term sub job. But while I did that, my master teacher was in the classroom right next door. So I was doing my master teaching as a long-term sub. So when my guy would come from school to observe me, because he came, my advisor, once a month or whatever, we would switch classrooms is what we would do. And I would be in her class, and we would get somebody to cover my class for the period of time that he was there. He never knew that I was actually a long-term sub hire.
I hope you're listening now.
It was great. So I mean, how do you do it? How are you supposed to do all that student teaching and not get paid for that
long?
That's
why I have a loan.
I could not do it. I could not do it.
Yep. That's my own.
It's ridiculous.
That was my first student loan.
Yeah. And they want you to do like two blocks of it, right? Like a 5-week and a 10-week.
Yeah.
And I got lucky and I...
Whole school year.
I did a waiver that I got to stay at the same school for both of my blocks of student teaching. So I got paid. I got lucky. I really did. And me and her ended up becoming really good friends. She helped me a lot. But she was also my master teacher. So that was cool.
And what about you?
I forgot what the first question was.
Sharon, why didn't you quit?
Oh, why didn't I quit? Oh, man. I can't quit. I can't. It's financially, totally, completely irresponsible of me to quit. I cannot quit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have children. I am the only parent of two children. I can't.
Yeah.
I mean, because God knows I had an exit plan a few years ago. Boom.
I did.
Because I was going to go to nursing school. And I got into nursing school.
Yes, you did.
And I got into nursing school. And that was my, like, cool. I'm going to go do this completely other job. And then you look at, I couldn't work going to nursing school. There's no job. You can't become a nurse. Yeah. At night, you have to do it during the day.
Yeah.
So I couldn't work to do that. And that would have been a huge loss of salary. The insurance was the killer, right? Yeah. Because I can't go without health insurance, not with a child with health needs, mm-hmm. you know, with a disease. So so I couldn't do that. And then and the retirement is like, I've already put all this money into this retirement.
Yeah.
And I did that with Stater Brothers. Like if I had stayed at Stater Brothers for one more year, I would have retirement from there. But I was so fed up with them.
Yeah.
I was so fed up with it that I was like, because I taught and worked at Stater Brothers for a couple years. And I was so fed up with doing both that I was just like, no, forget it. And if I had stayed just one more year, I'd be getting a pension from them too, which I was so like, I don't want to make that mistake again.
Right, right.
And then lucky lucky for me, we had these huge changes this year. With our administration.
Thank God, man.
Administration makes a big
Why do teachers quit? I bet a good reason is administration. Yeah.
Well, in this, the one article that I saw, which was, what was it called? It was in from thelearningpolicyinstitute.org. Mm-hmm. They did a little infographic and they were talking about this, I think it was this last year. Where does this come out from? Let's see what it says here. Yeah, it was talking about there's a teacher shortage, but each year more than 200,000 teachers leave the profession, with nearly 2 out of 3 leaving for reasons other than retirement. 200,000 teachers mm-hmm. a year. All of that.
It's a lot.
College education, mm-hmm. loans taken out, teacher training that's gone into it. So it was interesting because then they were talking about some of the reasons why teachers quit. And the first one they talked about was inadequate preparation.
Like, they weren't prepared.
Yeah.
This is not what I thought it was going to be.
Okay, so inadequate preparation as in the job isn't what I thought it was going to be, or the job is what I thought it was going to be, but I don't have time to prepare my lessons. And I don't have time to prepare my curriculum. And I don't have time to... Is that what that means? Or does it mean like my teacher education program sucked and
it
I
did.
Don't
I thought college was the biggest waste of time. Like, it did not prepare me for anything in the classroom. And, you know, I felt like college was just like all paperwork. Make curriculum for this. Make a thematic unit. Do this. And they, you know, they give you these situations. You're in this classroom with this, and this. It's not what it's really like, though. Mm-hmm. It is completely not what it's like. So I could see you go through your college program and you have this idea.
Even student teaching isn't good enough.
No, not even. You have this idea.
My student teaching, I thought, was really extremely beneficial. And I didn't think
it's more beneficial than not having it.
Yeah,
I don't
it's
think
beneficial.
My student training program was not beneficial either because I looked at it differently. I looked at it as in, even my undergrad, you know what college is? It's showing that you can put up the fucking bullshit survive and do what you need to do. Mm-hmm. Because teaching's full of fucking bureaucracy mm-hmm. and the teaching program is the same way, right? You still have to go through all these stupid hoops.
Yep.
And you have to do this and you have to do that. It's the same. Like, what do we have
take
to do?
Take this test, pay this money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's the
it's
same
a joke.
Thing. But
yeah.
but that's what our whole life is. Do it this way and this is what you get. Do it this way and that's what you get. It's just, you know, and I mean, that's our society. It's a whole bunch of hoops to jump through to get what you want.
Right. In my opinion, I think what really needs to happen in teacher preparation programs, I think they should approach it more like an apprenticeship. Mm-hmm. Where instead of taking all these college classes mm-hmm. and all this kind of stuff, you actually are teamed up with a teacher for 4 years.
Yep.
You start when you're a freshman with a teacher and you work your way through, you know.
Well, and I think it's good to be exposed to multiple teachers. That's mm-hmm. what I think was the most beneficial for me.
Yeah.
Is when I got hired at the school we're at now, our principal at the time made me for 2 weeks go sit in different classrooms. That was huge. I was in your class. I don't know if you remember that.
No.
I'm all, dang, this lady's buff. Dang. Oh, Maya, man. I did. I sat in the back of your room for 2 days.
That was back in the good old days.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Oh, and I, you know
you
what I mean? That's beneficial for me to see things that yes. I like, see things that I don't like. And you take from all of that and you create yourself.
But yes. I think the most beneficial part of being an apprentice is learning. They don't teach you discipline or classroom management. Mm-hmm. Not enough.
You can't learn that in school.
Yeah.
No, you can't learn that in school.
You learn psychology, you take psychology classes.
Yeah, this kid's acting up, you're not going to stop and go, oh, let me refer back to that stupid book that I read and let me get into this kid's brain. It doesn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know
it's
what it
not
is.
Real
his
life
brain's
situation.
All fucked up. He's a junior high kid.
Yeah, totally.
Like, his emotions are out of control. Yeah. He doesn't have any logic going on there. Yeah.
So how beneficial would it have been then if you had spent like a real amount of time actually in a classroom interacting on a real world basis instead
way
of like,
more beneficial.
You know, here's the Common Core, write some standards, now make a lesson to go with it.
That's why I think my student teaching was very beneficial, was because I did do that. It wasn't for that long of a time, right? But it was still watching these teachers perform, and then me getting a chance to perform. And when it failed flat on its face and it was horrible, you know, there was someone there to go, okay, you know what? This is what I see. And here's maybe what you could have done differently.
Yeah, true. And I think another advantage, if there was an apprenticeship, is you wouldn't come out of school and get into teaching and go, oh, this is not for me.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, you have a taste. Right. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. And to decide, and you could switch majors before it's too late and you've spent all this money. And then we wouldn't get a lot of crappy teachers, people who should not be in the teaching profession in classrooms.
Right.
You know, who
Well, because I think there's a lot of pressure for people who are the master teacher to pass them through. Remember that guy that we had at our school, and our lovely math teacher was like, he's no good. I'm not passing him. And everybody was like, no, you have to pass him. No, I don't have to pass him.
And I'm like, no, you don't have to pass him.
He's no good. Why force it on someone who's not going to be any good at it?
I don't know. It's because once they get into the classroom, then a whole, and there's a crummy teacher in there. Then there's a whole other thing where the administration has to make attempts to assist them.
Man.
And and our districts have like, what do they call that? Training programs. What's that called? Indoctrination? No, it's not indoctrination. Something like that. Anyway.
You mean the professional support? What was it called?
Something. I don't know. Where they have to go in. Hazing.
There we go.
Wait, are you talking about for everybody, or are you talking about like when you're in trouble and they're going to try and get rid of you?
Well, no, I know that one, but I'm just saying, even in the beginning, when
you first get into it, like BITSA, I don't know what it's called now.
Yeah, that's supposed to be supportive, but again, I don't.
It's hoops.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not. It's not true support.
I think it would really be cool to have also like real coaches. That was their job. They're not part of a university, but they're real teachers who you could go in, sit with you in your class while you're teaching, and then work with you on lesson plans and kind of give you like another sounding board, someone else. Because they were saying here that another reason that teachers quit is a lack of support.
Oh yeah,
classroom. So
lack of support from the parents, lack of support from your colleagues, lack of support from
administration. The first school you went to, you didn't get any support.
It was horrible. Right. Yeah, it was horrible. Nobody helped anybody. It was like, I made up this lesson. This is my lesson. I'm not sharing it with you. I'm not letting you, you know, get in on my hard work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was bad. And that is the exact reason why I left that school, was because...
Right.
It wasn't the kids. The kids were great. I liked the kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was the people that I worked with were.
I had the opposite experience at the school that we're at now. My first year teaching, all the teachers would come in, like several of them would come in every day. Are you doing okay? What do you need? What can I do for you?
Yeah.
And then everybody at lunchtime sat together and there was just a lot of laughter and it felt like a family.
Yeah.
And because of that, I've never wanted to leave our school.
Everybody who leaves our school goes, oh, your school's special. Our school's not like that.
They don't realize it.
I miss that.
They want to come back.
Yep.
Yeah, because our school's like that. I don't know why. And the lack of support. Yeah, I am the same with you. I did not have that my first year, man. I used to go to the teacher next door. He had all the curriculum laid out. During my prep, he'd go, you stay a day behind me. Come in. I'll show you how to teach a lesson. And then next day, you teach it.
Cool. Yeah, and that's what makes a school
strong.
I mean, if you're looking to teach at a school, I think before you get a job there, you should like go...
Do you support your first year teachers? What do you do for
good,
them?
Those would be really good questions. They would be good questions to ask. What kind of sit in the teacher's lounge that day?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't have to interact with anyone. Sit in the corner and like.
Then they really look like, wait, these people are crazy,
right?
Things we talk about in that lounge.
I know, but then you can see the camaraderie, right?
Right.
Are there cliques? Yes. Then walk around the campus and talk to the students.
To the kids,
I think that would be good research even before applying to a school.
Although
I know people are sometimes desperate for jobs because, especially if you're English and history, there's just not a lot of jobs out there for them where they're really grabbing math teachers and special ed, the big one and reading. But I think if you want to be happy at your job, you shouldn't be, you, I mean, is it worth it to get a job and be miserable? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I mean, I guess it depends how.
It depends. How but I mean, I've had years where I've been totally miserable.
Yeah, here too.
You know? Yeah. Because there's things that, there's so much change. And there, it's like, if you think of all the years that I've been miserable, they haven't been all consecutive, right?
Right.
But
last year was pretty miserable for me.
Last year was a rough year.
But the difference is, at our school, we take care of each other.
Yes.
Right? And so when you go in the teacher's lounge, you can complain and bitch mm-hmm. about it and get, you know, what did you do? Did you have this problem? Yes, I have this problem too. And then you kind of feel better because you realize it's
we
not
do have
you.
A really good.
Yeah.
So I think that for support a teacher system. Looking for a job, they you should definitely research your school, spend time in that school. Even before you apply.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's a great
you know,
idea.
I think that's important. So I think having a better teacher preparation program, even going to an apprenticeship, for, God, I can't imagine university doing that, but and then having good support, so making sure the school you go to has a lot of good support. And then they also talked about another reason teachers are quitting is challenging working conditions, mm-hmm. like bladder infections.
Bladder infections. Can't what? Talk. I'm January. You've been using your throat too much.
Yeah, I always lose my voice the first couple months back.
Oh, really? I usually lose mine in January or February.
Oh, so it's coming up. So I'm looking forward to it.
It's coming. It's coming. Yippee.
You know, and I think also they're talking about kids.
Well, yeah. Challenging work environment would, you got to throw the law in there. I mean, the legal implications of what you can and cannot do.
It's so scary.
Yeah,
like,
you can't do this. You can't do that. You can't do this.
You can't say this.
You can't say this to this kid. You can't. It's like, seriously?
I think, too, now, especially since they're putting special education kids into the classrooms.
With teachers that are not trained to be special education teachers. Hello.
Yeah.
Full inclusion at our school.
Yes.
Year two.
Yeah, and so I'm trying to be open-minded about that because I realize that there are some definite benefits to it. But, you know, that's challenging too because now I can't grade that kid the same way and I have to realize which of the, out of the 32 kids in there, which 7 of them are special ed and I try to keep that in mind and have to read their IEPs and keep all that in mind.
Gosh,
and some of them have 504 plans and not IEPs. And
This is a whole nother podcast.
That is a whole
I could talk
one.
About this all day.
Yeah, well, that's just part of the challenging work conditions, I think, is another one too. So I think that's another part of it, you know. And besides the fact that you can't go to the bathroom when you want,
mm-hmm.
or even when you have the opportunity, there's only one bathroom.
Oh, yeah, some they don't. They don't.
Only one bathroom,
or you have to run across campus to use the bathroom.
Or I've done it before. I take all my kids outside, like before the bell rings, and I make them stand there. As soon as that bell rings, I'm right by that bathroom so I can get in there.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I do. I've let my kids go early just so I can go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And then the problem about another thing I don't think people understand is that when a teacher is sick,
right.
It's not like I can call in and just say, you know what, cancel my classes today. I don't feel good. I have to write
lesson plans. That's more work sometimes than it is just to come to school.
Which is another reason why there's so many teachers who would just rather come to school sick.
But then that creates a whole nother problem. Because now you're spreading all these germs and now all these teachers are sick and all these kids are sick. And then
you just have to learn how to go cough on the right kids. That's what
You all come here, little boy. Let me lick your face. You're sick. You guys can stay.
They'll be absent soon. That's another part of the working conditions. I don't know any other job.
There has to be another job like that.
I don't know. Call in if you know it. Another job where you have to leave directions before you're allowed to be sick. I can't think of another one off the top of my head. Where that's a thing. So that's another issue, mm-hmm. you know.
But then it's not even just the sub plans. It's that you know your kids are going to be fucking assholes when you're not there.
Yeah.
It's like
and then you're coming off of being sick and you have to come back and be a bitch.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And then you have to be, you know, like I got to discipline you because of this because you couldn't keep your mouth shut for 50 minutes while I wasn't here.
Yeah.
Like, seriously?
I do pre-absent training with my kids every time. I'm like, okay, you guys, I'm going to be gone tomorrow. Don't forget. Here's my expectations. Yeah. Here's exactly what we're going to do tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And if, you know the consequences and all that. And sometimes that helps.
Sometimes
you know, helps. But the kids are going to be jerks, going to be jerks no matter what. So that was so challenging work conditions is another reason why a lot of teachers quit. And then of course there's always the pay issue. They're saying here on this same thing from Learning Policy Institute that beginning teachers earn about 20% less than individuals with college degrees in other fields, and that as we get farther along in the field, that wage gap actually increases to like 30%.
I'm surprised about that. I didn't realize that.
I guess that the longer that you stay increases. In some professions, you make more money. And then, I mean, teachers' wages is a whole nother conversation. But I don't know. What's starting salary in our district? Like 48, I think.
Not enough. No. I don't know.
You know, for...
No, I think it's more than that. I think it's like 52. I don't know. I'm going to look it up.
Look it up. But I think it's... I think it's 48, but
you might be right.
Yeah, so I mean, well, that's not bad, and the good part of that is you do get benefits.
We get good benefits.
Yes, that's the best thing.
We're so lucky compared to some other districts locally.
We really are. Some other professions, you know, yes. I know people that are paying a lot for insurance. I mean, we pay for ours, but it's not crazy.
We'll pay a minimum amount.
We don't pay compared to other districts close to us either.
You know, that's another thing to consider when you're looking for a job. Like, what are the benefits? How much out of your pocket is going to come out for the different benefits? So, I mean, that besides, you know, checking out your school and trying to look up what kind of benefits you get.
Oh, my gosh, they did this differently? Wait. Oh, no, I got the wrong one. Like, that does not make any sense at all. Yeah.
So, I don't know. The teacher's pay is always what they say.
49.
Yeah. 49 starting. Right. And that's without a master's, right?
Correct.
If you start with a master's, it's what?
52.
Yeah, and a PhD. Who would go?
I love that. I love that little thing on my paycheck. Yes, I have a master's. Woo! I get $35 more a month. Yay me! Oh my gosh! Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
What a joke! So, you know how much that master's cost me?
I know.
I'm still paying student loans. It's ridiculous. I've been paying them forever.
Yeah.
Definitely forever.
But and that's the other thing, right? If you're going to be a teacher, you have to have a master's degree because you won't make anything. If you're teaching, you know, you're stuck. You get really stuck. So
wait a second. I'm not making that much money.
Oh, you're just looking at the pay scale right
now. Oh, I see.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Because so, I looked at the wrong year.
Right. I'm at the very bottom.
That's where you are. But I thought I was over there, but I'm not quite there yet.
Yeah. So it doesn't feel like I'm there either. So,
right. After taxes? Jeez Louise. Right.
But people complain and they say, well, you have all those days off and you have summers off. But they don't A lot of people don't realize that every vacation we have is unpaid.
Mm-hmm.
The summer is unpaid.
Yeah.
And we're only getting paid for 184 days a year. Mm-hmm. Now, I guess people would say, well, if you worked 300, you know, however many days, most people are 240 days
but
a year or
we
something.
We do.
Well, I was getting to
How
that.
How many teachers have second jobs?
Right?
I do.
Right? Yep. They have second jobs. They work in the summer because it's just not enough to compensate, mm-mm. You know. If we worked that long at the same pay rate, it would be, what, good?
Yeah.
Better, right? But we don't. So even if you work, people shouldn't get mistaken that year-round schools are still 184 days.
Yeah.
They just spread their vacations out
exactly.
differently. So teachers only get paid for 184 working days. And then of course, we don't really get to teach for 180 days.
No way. No. That's coming up on our list too, right? Of reasons why teachers quit.
Right.
Because there are so many interruptions. They can't.
You can't teach.
You can't teach sometimes.
No. You know, that's interesting because we're looking at our science curriculum, right, to adopt and everything. And some of it that we looked at, it's like, it's so structured and it all loops back around, right? Which is a great thing. We want it to loop back around, but it's looping back around so much. And it's 180 days of lessons. I'm like, excuse me.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
Nobody gets to teach that much.
Yeah.
And then you've got no leeway to break down these lessons and pull stuff out. Cause it's almost scripted, so I'm glad we didn't pick that one. But still, it's like you have so much more material than you're ever going to be able to use.
Yes. Correct. So don't think that, you know, when you get something and they give you the scope and sequence that you're going to get through it. Because you're not. You'll never.
I haven't gotten to where I'm supposed to be, I don't think, for about like 10 years.
No, because
there's no way.
There's fire drills. There's assemblies.
There's teacher being sick days.
Yeah, there's lockdowns. I mean, geez Louise.
Yeah, there's a lot of time. So maybe we might get in maybe 155, 160 good teaching days a year, you know, when, once you add up everything. High?
I wonder what it is. We should go back and look at plan book and back and see. What about when the internet's down or when the assembly runs over and now you lose a class.
Yeah, now you lost the whole period. Right. Oh, yeah. That was Friday.
Schedule misprint. Let's everybody keep your kids in homeroom for a bit
longer.
Exactly.
Those days where you've got your homeroom kids all day.
So that's another thing that kind of, I think teachers don't, when you, nobody tells you that in college. That's why
nobody tells you how flexible you have to be.
Definitely. Yeah, it's you.
If you are not good at being flexible, do not become a teacher.
And nobody else has to be flexible. You're the one that's got to be flexible. So
this is why we're sharing all of this stuff, because nobody will tell you that when you're actually into the trenches until you get there. But then, of course, there's all those that leave because they had a better career choice.
Yes.
You were talking
about. Plan B's.
Right. We had several teachers leave and go into.
We've had a lot of teachers take early retirement too.
Right.
Yeah, and then they go to a different career.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which would be awesome.
I only have 2 more years, but then I still want to keep my fingers in teaching. I really do love my job. I know it doesn't sound like it. We're talking here and it sounds like we're doing a lot of bitching.
You know what?
But everybody bitches about their job, right?
Yeah. People that absolutely love their job bitch about their jobs.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Human nature.
But see, the important thing is that if you don't know these things, you go into fantasy land.
Yeah.
You know, you go in expecting it all to be like kids sitting there with their hands folded on their desk.
Listening, being quiet.
Teacher.
I get 15 kids in a class. And they all read at grade level.
Nobody reads at grade level. Oh, gosh. That's so bad.
If I had 15 kids that read at grade level throughout the day, I'd be happy.
Throughout the whole day.
Throughout all of my periods, I would be happy if I had 15 that read at grade level.
Let's be clear, though. Our school is a low-income Title I school.
Title I, yes.
And we do have a service a lot of the lower income kids and stuff. So,
yes.
I mean, that does make a difference. I know there's
And then you add in all the special ed kids, too. Right. So,
And our EL population, our second language.
A bunch of our kids. Yeah.
So, we have a really interesting population of kids there. So, and then, of course, the very last thing they talk about is personal reasons. So,
That's because they don't want to say, the school fucking sucks.
Yeah. I had a baby and fuck that shit. I'm not coming back.
you guys are being assholes to me.
Yeah.
Right. You know, like, I mean, that could be anything.
So, yeah.
That could be like, I don't want to tell you because I don't want you to retaliate against me in the community or something. I don't even know.
Right. I don't know. But, That's what they're talking about. So
yeah. I got married and now I don't have to work. Yay!
I won the lottery.
The lottery.
My dream.
The lottery.
If I won the lottery, you guys are all going with me.
Yay!
Wait, I'm not teaching anymore.
No. How often do you play, Jen? How often do you play?
Actually, I do. Yeah. Yeah. I do.
I feel like it takes me too long to make a dollar and they just suck it right out of my hand, kind of thing. So let's kind of recap here. About
why we love our job.
Well, why? Yeah, why? Let's end on a positive.
Yeah, let's end on a
why
positive.
Why do you? I'll tell you.
Still thinking.
No, I totally. I love my job. I get very frustrated with it, but the idea that I have a chance to, like, affect somebody and maybe if I change one person or get through to one kid, who knows what the possibility is? How many kids' lives have we changed that we'll never know?
Because they don't ever come back and tell you.
They don't.
That's what you should all do. You should all go back and tell your teachers what a difference they made. It makes such a difference.
It's so awesome when that happens.
Yeah, when you get that phone call. I got a phone call a couple years ago from some kid that I had long ago, and he's in Colorado now. And he's like, thank you so much for accepting me for who I was before I even knew who I was. You know, because like they struggle with identity, and it's like, I know who you are. You're a good person.
Yeah,
keep working at it.
And sometimes with a lot of our kids, especially at our school, we might be the only positive thing they see all day.
That sucks. True, you know? I know it's sad.
It is so sad, but that's part of. I mean, I think beyond teaching kids reading, writing, math, and that stuff, we are teaching them social skills. We're giving them, good teachers try to give them the strength to be good people, you know, and that's kind of where I'm at. That's how I look at my job. It's not so much, okay, I'm your English teacher. We're going to learn punctuation. I feel like my job is more to like.
There's your punctuation. Yeah. That's what they. That's a period.
How do you know? That's what my kids do all the time. Oh my God. So I think that's really what my job is, though. Like, to be there, to be supportive, to maybe show them how this education is going to benefit them, not simply here, learn this.
Yeah.
Here's
yeah.
why you need to learn this, yeah. and here's how it will help you. And I'm here for you. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how I look at it. That's why I think. I'm a teacher, and I wouldn't quit. I didn't want to quit. There's, like you said, there's times you
there's
want to.
There's been days times. I would.
But overall, I think I don't think there's any job that's more important.
Well, I don't think there's any job that's more important either.
I completely agree with yeah. that.
No, there isn't, because without our job, no other job exists.
That's right. Even mm-hmm. before time, right?
Yeah.
There's right? always people teaching through so. Stories or somebody passing down information.
Right. Yeah.
Right. You can't be a doctor without a teacher. Right?
What?
Yeah, see, Karen, my sister.
Yeah, see, you tell your sister. Awesome.
Anyway, so I think we can wrap it up there.
Cool.
For our first little gathering. I hope you found this informative, if not somewhat hysterical.
Or made you feel a little bit...
like you're not alone.
Not alone.
And hopefully, if you're a new teacher, we didn't scare you. But... giving you maybe something more to
just
open your eyes.
Go with your eyes open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best
go
thing.
Go with your eyes
and
open.
Go. We need you.
Yeah.
And we need
yeah.
you.
Yeah. We are coming up on our teacher shortage here, and
we
it's
need
coming full
we
circle.
We need you if you care.
Right.
Don't do this job if your heart and soul isn't in it, because you will, nobody will appreciate you the way other teachers will appreciate yeah. you or even your students, but you've got to do it from the heart. It has to come out of your heart. Not for the money, not for the prestige.
Definitely
there's no prestige.
There's no prestige.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, but you could make a decent wage some places.
You can.
Not everywhere, but I mean, you can make it.
But you know what? The places where you don't make a decent wage is where they really need you.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. So anyway, hopefully you'll you enjoyed what you heard today. And
see you next
time. Come in, and we'll be putting up on our website soon a place for you to add your information or your... you know, I can't believe
comments,
this happened to me.
Yeah.
So, and then we'll probably try to, we're going to try to share some of the best, oh my God, I can't believe this happened moments at the end of our podcast. So come back and see how it's all going. And thanks again for listening.
Yay.
See ya.
See ya. Outcha.
Tits in the house.